As we wrap up 2024, the pop culture experts at Consequence are back with our annual report, celebrating the year's best in music and entertainment. And this time, we're bringing you something extra, a brand new podcast series exclusively on Amazon Music. Get inside access with interviews featuring the year's biggest artists, actors, and filmmakers, plus discussions with the Consequence team on our best of the year lists. And the best part, you can tune in with Amazon Music Unlimited, now free for 3 months. For a limited time, get 3 months of Amazon Music Unlimited free by visiting tryamazonmusic.com/COS. You'll get over 100 million songs in stunning HD sound, on demand and ad-free, plus top ad-free products, including the Consequence Annual Report Podcast. Every Amazon Music Unlimited subscriber now gets one free audiobook from Audible each month. Celebrate the best of 2024 with Consequence's annual report all December at consequence.net. And don't miss the companion podcast by signing up for 3 free months of Amazon Music Unlimited at tryamazonmusic.com/COS or clicking the link in the show description. That's tryamazonmusic.com/COS.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with... It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks for making your way here. For checking out the episode, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. I do 3 new ones every week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can grab us anywhere at all. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video version, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Please do give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. Those always help out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, including Danny O'Donohue from The Scripts. R.E.M. was here. Judith Light, legendary actress, along with Courtney Taylor to talk about the Disney movie Out of My Mind. We hung out with Richard Curtis, the man behind Notting Hill, Love Actually. He's back with an animated Netflix movie called That Christmas. Claire Forlani and John Tenney dropped by to talk about Cruel Intentions, the series, out now on Prime. Legendary filmmaker John Waters was here, Tori Amos, Martin Cove from Cobra Kai, Maren Morris, Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals, Adele. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, we're going to be talking about the number one Netflix movie, Meet Me Next Christmas, with Christina Milian, Deval Ellis, and two members from Pentatonix, Kevin Olushala and Matt Sully. But we'll start with Christina and Deval. Now, Christina, you, of course, famous pop star from the 2000s. She's been in the movies Love Don't Cost a Thing, the Bring It On movies, Be Cool. And Deval, a former football player for the Detroit Lions. You've also seen him in Gotham, The Blacklist, Master of None, and The Equalizer. And digging into this movie, Meet Me Next Christmas, we got to talk about how it blends, you know, romance, humor, and fate. Christina reflecting on the joy of portraying Layla's journey. And Deval emphasizing the film's refreshing departure from typical rom-com tropes. So that's where we're going to start this one as we talk about Meet Me Next Christmas, out now on Netflix. It's Kyle Meredith with Christina Milian and Duval Ellis.
What's up, Kyle?
Congrats on the movie.
Thank you.
A lot of fun on this one. And by the way, congrats. What did I see? Number one in the U.S. and France?
Globally, actually. Everywhere. I think we were like 50.
Number one in 43. Yeah, countries.
And 40, yeah, something like that. Yeah. Something crazy, something but it's crazy. Like we're so blown away. We're so happy. And yes, I live both in France and here in America. So it's like two places that, you know, rep hard for me. I'm so happy that everybody, you know.
Shout out to France.
Shout out France.
Shout out to
Jitem.
Yeah, does a movie like, does it play the same in France? Like, I don't know, we have those like cultural preconceived notions about, you know, like the title gets changed and the, you know, the whatever.
They do change the titles, yes.
They do?
They change the titles in different countries. It's like the same, but in their language.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
And then we have different translators, which I've really enjoyed.
Yes, she sends
them to me.
I've
gotten to the point I've watched the movie maybe five times this week. And so I watched it also with the French translation, which is good for me because I'm learning French. Mm-hmm. And then I also watched it in the Spanish translation. Wow. And I'm a huge fan of the French one. They are the actors that they have that are translating it are, they're awesome. They get the character. It's almost even more entertaining. You have to watch it.
You just gotta understand
the inflections, because in Spanish we're a little bit more romantic. I was like, oh well, it's so soft and romantic.
You know what, I never thought about that.
Yeah, it's a different tone.
Now I'm interested. I'm gonna go check it out in French.
And he watches it his 100th time.
Yes, my kids have watched it.
We're gonna watch all the languages.
I think I've got to do the same thing though, just to jump onto this.
Check it out. Just for a couple minutes in a funny scene, switch it over, and you'll get to see like hear the actors' voices.
So is the music a little different, like in the Spanish
and they
version?
Sing some of the stuff in Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
like the pentatonics. There's the in the other languages. So even the parts they're sung.
There's so many fun moments in the movie too. I was laughing that I almost want to say this is a little bit of a sci-fi film though, because what world are you all in where you're comfortable enough to be flirty and romantic in an airport lounge?
Well, little does she know. I mean, she wasn't expecting it. She did have a man.
No, she
but, you know, sometimes chemistry is just chemistry. I think sometimes in life there's moments where you have those temptation, those moments where you really do have a connection with someone and you're like, whoo, thank goodness that you know. Mm-hmm. There's moments in that in life, and I think when James recognizes that, he's like, there might be a chance. I mean, she's not married, she's just got a boyfriend. So
if you're not together,
don't have a boyfriend in a year. I love that he just throws that up and out in the air. And who says that? I think he was definitely mastered flirting. And you know, how could she not chase him, you know, a year later?
He wasn't as good as Teddy, though.
Of course he wasn't as good as Teddy. Teddy has to come, like, he's not just the other guy. He's the other guy.
Yeah, he's not. He's not even the guy that she's even considering in the moment. Like, there is,
third
he's not
down
even
the list.
Guy. Yeah, he's, she looked at Teddy, when I first read the script, you could tell she was kind of looking at Teddy at like as like a little brother. You know, the whole, the youth pastor joke, she's laughing about the khakis, and she's like, you don't even have a tuxedo. Like, it was clear that she was not interested in Teddy at all. And I think that's what's great about the movie. Mm-hmm. You know, typically when you watch a rom-com, there's the point where, you know, the two are about to get together and then it falls apart. And then they run away from each other. And this movie, that never happens.
Yeah.
You know, they just keep getting closer and closer and the chemistry builds and then pop, it's magic. So I think that was good.
Ducky gets the girl in this one.
Yes, man. He gets the youth pastor gets the girl. Finally, the nice guy finishes first.
And we'll be right back right after this.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Christina Milian and Duvall Ellis.
Do you, I like anytime a movie plays around with fate, you know, whether it's like, I'll throw this one at you all both too. Like, do you think fate is real? Is, you know, is there a person for every person in that way?
I do believe everybody has somebody that's out there. I do, but you know, I just say, don't focus all your energy on that. But I do believe that, you know, having faith and believing, you know, you can live in your, you know, in your story, and it can lead you to that happy ending.
I agree.
So I do believe, and it's not always about a relationship. You know, it might just be that you're happy with your dog or your cats and stuff like that, and you're meant to be this way if that's what you want. But I do believe if we open our arms and our eyes and we're really, truly open to what destiny could hold, then why not try, even if it doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. I think it's still fate. You know what I mean? Even if it doesn't work out, it's nice to just try it.
I would have to agree. I feel like the universe conspires to give you what you want if you live truthfully. You know, if you live your truth and you keep working towards it, the universe will get you everything that you want. And like Christina said, everything that you want may not always be what you need. So sometimes in getting what you want, you don't get what you want. And the lesson in that is that I didn't need that. And then you get what you need and you're like, oh, that was fate. Fate was giving me exactly what I needed in the moment instead of what I wanted. So
look at that.
It's lessons like that too. Like when you're signing up for a holiday movie, Christmas movie, like, you know that you're like, I'm not saying like in cliche terms, but you know that there's going to be something like this, right? Like there's going to be some kind of lesson that's a part of it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, there usually is a lesson, but I feel like they didn't go so hard on it where it was like,
that's what I agree.
it didn't seem like a lesson type movie. You know?
Yeah. Right. I love that. It wasn't kind of, I mean, not to say anything about everybody else's Christmas movie.
Right.
And I've done many, so everybody's been different, but that's what I, that too. Set, yeah. When I read the script, that's what set this one apart.
It was different. Yeah. It was different.
Yeah. It wasn't so cliche.
Like, it is one of those movies where, you know, anytime I put a Christmas movie, you've got the expectations. And if they can exceed that or go the other way, and that's how I felt about this one, you know, by the end of it. Because, you know, a lot of times it's escapism, but on this one I had opinions. Like James, why does James even show up at the end, right? Like, why if he knows, why is he there?
Right.
Why did James not remember who Layla was? That's what I want to know.
Like, he still James shows up to the concert.
James found his person.
Yeah.
And the thing is, James is probably like, you know, I just got this idea about going to this concert. I don't know where I got it from. But babe, let's go to this concert. Then you pop up out of nowhere. And he was just kind of like, I don't know who that crazy lady was. I thought that was funny, to be honest. I thought it was funny.
And yeah, I should bring up Pentatonix. I've had Scott on the show before. I've had a couple of them on the show before, too.
I love him.
And they're so much fun.
They are.
Do they really break into song like that as much as they lean into?
Yes. Seriously. Like, no,
that was not written in the script, by the way.
No.
They did that because that's what they usually do.
All the time.
And I understand. I'm always breaking into songs. When I'm asking a question or talking to someone, somehow that sentence is a melody.
Yes.
And even when I memorize lines and when I actually do my lines, to me, I speak them in a melody. It's like a, I don't know, it's a thing. So melody is a very part, much part of the musician mind, but they have to do it in unison.
Yes, which to me is the crazy part.
That's crazy.
Like, how did you know she was going to say that? And how did you know what key?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to find the key.
No.
Like,
the key thing has got to be the craziest part, right?
That is the craziest part, because they'll do it like that. And I was like, there's no way y'all planned that, because you didn't know I was going to say what I said. And all five of them just did it. So it's great to see.
Yeah.
Christine, you know, you're talking about that musician mind. You know, you could, like, does that make like the lip sync scene and everything feel a bit more natural to you?
Yes and no. I'm not used to lip syncing. So I was like, I just want to do it really well. And for some reason, it's kind of like when I have to mime something in the background of a I'm like, I can't not say words. So being the one that's actually singing was a little hard for me, but it actually made it so much easier, because all I had to do was focus on the dancing and trying to get them. Okay.
You know what I was supposed to say? How'd the choreography come for you all?
It was cute.
It was
He
good. It
learns
was cute.
fast.
It
He's
was
super fast at learning.
being a former athlete, you know, you learn to pick up stuff. I have control over my body, but I'm not gonna lie, I was nervous because I'm dancing next to someone who's done this professionally. So I was like, DeVal, you cannot look like a goof. Do not. I was stretching and doing everything. It was a lot of fun. It challenged me. It challenged me a lot.
Christina, it has been a decade, I believe, since that last EP. What do you think?
Wow,
Something
you
I'm driving?
remember
Wow.
this. It's been over a decade, and the last EP was a lot of fun to make, but I'm definitely a different girl. It's crazy. Like back then, I was Tina Turnup. That's what my friends called me. My life, I had like a show where it was called Turned Up. My life, I was a different girl, party girl, everything. And I think I met my husband, and it really changed, helped change. I was already on my way on that path, but it helped change the trajectory of my life where I feel more complete. Back
That's
then, it was
dope.
just a lot of fun. I was having
That's dope.
fun. The good thing about that album in that time, I lived it up. There's nothing missing here. There's nothing missing. I'm never gonna be like, I didn't get to do
He's
this.
like, I did that.
No, I did
I
it.
love
And I did it really good. I had so much fun. And the EP was, it was great because I did that independently. So I got to do
That's
something
dope.
on my way, my terms. And I would do it all over again too. You know, at some point, maybe, who knows? But no guarantee. But again, I have to feel the passion. I have to feel it. And I felt it at that time.
Well, I do hope we get more music. In the meantime, congrats again on Meet Me Next Christmas. This is such a fun one, and thank you all both so much for talking about it.
Thank you
Thank you.
very
We
much.
appreciate you.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. Part two of Meet Me Next Christmas. Now, if you've seen the movie, it's got Pentatonix written all over it. I mean, it's about going to one of their shows. So, of course, we had to get Kevin Olushala and Matt Sully on the line to talk about playing their real life personality, well, how their real life personalities influence their on screen roles, even inspiring some unscripted musical moments that became part of the final cut. The group also shares their excitement about contributing the original song, Meet Me Next Christmas, and the joy of being central to a story that highlights their signature harmonies and holiday spirit. This is part two, Meet Me Next Christmas. It's Kyle Meredith with Kevin Olushala and Matt Sully of Pentatonix.
Hey, how are
How
you?
you doing?
I say hello from Louisville, especially to Kevin from Owensboro. I'm from Litchfield, actually, right down the road from Owensboro. So,
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Litchfield, Bowling Green, all of
know that area well. It really is great to see you guys on here. Tell you how much. First off, love the movie, Meet Me Next Christmas, out now on Netflix. I mean, this is an hour and a half advertisement for Pentatonix, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the first
Couldn't
time.
couldn't have
Yeah,
better
yeah.
yourself.
Yeah, next question, really. I mean,
No, that's
it is funny because if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 19 the idea came about, Mark
Yeah, it was
Roberts,
early.
2019, the year came up, like the idea was pitched from Simon Legow to Mark Roberts and you know, the thing, and then they grabbed some writers and they wrote the script. And then it was kind of on hold, you know, for a little bit. And then we invited the Netflix team to our Hollywood Bowl show that we had in 2022.
2022. Yep.
And after they understood the concept more by seeing us in concert. And that like we heard that like kind of greenlit the film. And so from that moment, it was kind of like really quickly it happened after that. And then now we're here, and it's number one on in all these countries. And we're like,
Crazy.
what? It's hearing about it, like a friend of ours that tours with us, he's like, oh yeah, my friend's in Germany, like they love it. Like it's crazy, I can't believe.
I love it, but I love that it was sort of even built around you. Like having a movie built around you, I say that serious and joking at the same time, but that you didn't even have to try for really. But there's so much of your all's personality, even when you're not on screen. Like, do people really plan their shows, their year around you? Like, have you ever had these moments that the movie portrays?
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. I mean, we got to take time and actually build the script with them because we wanted to make sure our personality really shined through the whole film. So like, for example, you'll see me playing cello and beatboxing backstage. Like I do that all the time. Or, you know, we did kind of take some of the warm-up
Enhance.
stuff.
Yeah,
Exactly.
the
Enhance.
warm-up scene was
That
funny.
was hilarious. We don't do that.
But the singing spontaneously happens more often than you think. Like, yes. We'll just be like randomly looking in opposite directions and singing. Somebody says a phrase, and then we sing the song of the phrase, and we're like, wait, did you just?
Exactly.
Christina said that wasn't even originally in the script, that you guys started doing that, and they're like, we have to put that in the script. Really is like, how does that work? Like, maybe it's like, you know, me and my wife, we've been married for 10 years and you have this, you know, the same brain, it's same brain, you know, the non-communication. But like, is that sort of where this comes from? The idea that you all can answer in harmony is kind of mind blowing.
It's kind of like a musical marriage, I'd say, in certain ways.
Totally.
Right? I mean, we've been together now for over 13 years, 13 and a half years. So there are just things that we know subliminally about each other, right? And there are things that we know we will do. If somebody's about to do a joke, we know where the joke is gonna end and we can finish sentences of jokes. So I think there's just this commonality musically that we've kind of come to in this space that we really can feed off of and thrive off of. And we know each other synergistically like that very, very well.
Heck of a party trick too. That's a heck of a party trick.
Yeah, exactly.
True.
That's very true.
The song itself, because you guys, there is a song, the title track for the movie, Meet Me Next Christmas. Is there a story behind that one?
Oh, honestly, we tried to take the idea behind the film and put that into song. You know, we also have a couple other holiday hits that are in there, but that one I think is the kind of the meat of the story. And it's really cool. I mean, it's like an easy love song, mm-hmm. I would say, with a really easy beat. Has some sort of nostalgia of old, I say, Christmas songs in the past from movies. I think that's why that Me Next Christmas is like, mm-hmm. that feels very much like you'd hear in a Christmas movie. And I think musically, it's also really interesting because it's simplistic in a lot of ways for what we do. But in the simplicity, there's also complexity, like how we add on parts and the mm-hmm. bridge, right? Like you get to see each person do what they do best. And I think that just enhances what we do through song.
Is it different to write by assignments? Like when you have, because the blank slate is sort of the hardest thing, right? Like we have to write a song, what do you do? But like, does it make it easier when like, okay, here's the concept. Like how much of the work is done for you at that point?
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on the person, it depends on the project, it depends on the inspiration behind it, right? If I have an idea that's more, you know, with a sample that's operatic and I just have this, you know, I may, it may be easier for me to run with it without, you know, because I have a direction. But we also love creating, mm-hmm. like from scratch too. There's a moment in the show where Kevin and I, he plays cello and beatboxes and I play drums. And so there's like, we created that fully from the instrumental things from scratch, you know? So it's, there's so many like nerdy, musically nerdy things. Absolutely. That we loved because we really love it. We love acapella. We love writing music. We love just music and how it makes people feel. And we've thankfully and fortunately been able to see how certain things affect different people in different ways and apply that to how, you know, how sessions go and how we make our next project and how this work this way. And maybe we pull this back in and, you know, and things like that. So
it's really
scientific sometimes. It's like, oh, it's like this math equation worked this way. Let's do it this way.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, cause since you're in Louisville, you should come to our show at the KFC Young Center because I think you'll get to see a lot of that live. You know, I think it was in December, we're probably doing that Christmas show. Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of how I think that works in a live setting.
I can't wait. I got to tell someone to meet me there. I feel like I want to play the whole game. I'll do a social media thing. This Christmas. It's the prequel, sequel, or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
The board game's coming. It's going to be a whole
thing. Whole master plan.
I mean, obviously, you all have success outside of the holidays, but why has that worked so well for you? And I ask that in the sense, like, so many artists, you know, would love to have the Mariah Carey hit and then just easy street for the rest of their life, and that doesn't usually work. You all have found a way, like, when people think of Christmas, they think of Pentatonix. Like, why has it worked so well for you?
I think choral music, vocal music, I mean, think about you going to church and hearing so many vocal songs, vocal music. I think that's very much embedded in our culture. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, I think we were able to somehow be an extension of that for so many people, religious or not, that they remember those vocal harmonies during that Christmas time.
Caroling. And
yeah, like caroling, exactly. You know, we just kind of did that and did our own spin on that. And we, I can tell you, when we started, we did not think this was going to be the direction that we were going to go in such a massive way. But it was so cool to see how people responded to us. And then when we started to tour, we realized how much we loved it, because this is the most joyous time of the year.
Truly.
It is crazy that we get to be associated with the time that everybody is focused on joy. Mm-hmm. So like, why wouldn't we want to be a part of that every single year, and Christmas and touring every single year? It brings us so much joy to bring so many other people joy and serve in that way that we love to serve, just using our voices. So it's just, it still blows our mind every single year that people are willing to come to these shows. But like, we're going to continue doing it until they're like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll continue doing it. That's the rest of the line. Seriously, congratulations. I am looking forward to the tour. Let's stop here in Louisville, and for everything that you all do. I'm looking forward to whatever comes next. I imagine for as much time as you all spend in the holiday, like maybe once Christmas is over, is it time to turn off that music and move on to something else?
It depends, because we like are working Christmas, so like we get to go home. That's our gift to each other, is that we go home to our families this summer.
I love you.
And so we got, I know we're gonna probably celebrate Christmas a couple of days after, and now that we have a little baby, we wanted to see a tree and things like that. And so we're probably, that's maybe our tradition that we're starting. So it's not quick to just be like, I can't hear any more Christmas music, because I love it. It's my favorite type of music. If I can extend it however long, that's why you see people playing Christmas music like November 1st now. So like, and even like a little bit before Halloween.
Well, congrats on the tour. Congrats on the movie. And it's been so great talking to you both.
Thank you so much.
My thanks to Kevin and Matt's. And to Christina and Duvall, Meet Me Next Christmas is playing now on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button if you're not already subscribed before you get out of here. That way you get three new interviews just like this one sent your way every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, you can grab us anywhere you get your podcasts from, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to give the series a rating and leave a review while you're at it. And then after all of that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where you'll find me weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'll give you 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music and bonus interviews. One of my recent shows featured some classics and favorites from Patti Smith, The Ramones, Sex Pistols, Sixpence None the Richer, Freelance Wells, The Wonder Stuff, Sheryl Crow, Steve Earle, Betty Wright, Gregory Porter, Death Cab for Cutie, The Nude Party, Field Music, Spice Girls, Yola, Dwight Yoakam, and my interview with actor Tony Hale, you know Tony, from Veep and Arrested Development. He also stars as the dating game show host on the Anna Kendrick movie, Woman of the Hour, that's also playing now on Netflix. That's what you can hear when you tune in weeknights, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.